Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
There's pressure to enjoy summer, right? I'm from the Midwest. It's almost a panic. Go out there, have fun. Winter's coming to kill us. Go get skin cancer now! Because there's an expectation of fun during summer. In winter, we discuss summer with such reverence. In January, you'd think we were talking about a family pet that passed away. Remember summer? I miss summer. I have photos of summer. That's when we were a happy family.
Wednesday, June 18th, 2025. It's the wake-up call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin, here we are. We are all back. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
There she is. So say it again.
Hi.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Yeah. We are here.
Say hi, Kevin.
Hey.
I'm done talking to Kevin.
What? Why?
Ew.
I've done so much talking to Kevin this week.
We had so much fun. We were the boys.
We did have fun.
Yeah, mommy was away.
And we're going to get into why mommy was away a little bit later on in the show. It was not for nothing. It was not for leisure. So we're going to talk about that. But yeah, Kevin and I did a lot of bro time.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
I'm
you
sick
guys.
And tired of him, though.
Oh, you are? Okay. Well, he just said he was sick of you and you didn't like that.
Good. Well, he cannot be sick and tired of me, but I'm sick and tired of him.
Why can't I be sick and tired of you?
How could you be sick and tired
right.
of this?
Look at me. I'm an angel.
It's a great point. His back has been hurting him a lot. Yeah, so there was a lot of in-studio stretching while you were gone.
Were you assisting?
I tried.
Yeah, he was my mentor.
I tried.
Oh, you just emotionally assisted.
Well, no, I was also
some.
I was trying to help him, yeah. But Kevin made the decision that when it comes to stretching his back, he only wants to do it if he can lay on his back.
Okay.
He doesn't want to do any other stretching.
Oh,
so
but if that's what feels good to him,
no, I know he didn't even try the other stuff.
Got it.
But you know. So anyway, though, but listen, we're all back, and we have a lot to get to today. Update for you, Katie. The jackpot now for Are You Smarter Than Katie is $400.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're welcome. Don't ruin it.
All right. Wow.
Okay.
Welcome back.
I mean, I got us here except for two times.
That's what he said.
Yeah, because it's true. He's trying to take credit for the whole thing. I don't know about that, Kevin.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Katie has been off for a couple days this week, and the reason it was not for leisure, vacation, or anything like that, it was because of her daughter, Abby, and she needed a procedure done. Now, if you've listened to the show for a while, you know that Abby has congenital heart disease, and practically Abby's entire life, you've been on the radio.
Almost. She was 1 year old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we followed Abby through quite a lot.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yes.
She's had 3 open heart surgeries.
Yep.
All very young.
Yeah. So the first, she was 7 days old.
Mm-hmm.
The second, she was 5.5 months. And the third, she was 3. Just turned 3.
And first of all, tell us what she needed done.
So she was born basically, they say, with half a heart. Which means, you've got your 2 ventricles. When you hear your heart beating and it goes boom, 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 boom. So imagine if somebody just has 1 of those.
Wow. Okay.
And so basically to keep her alive, they had to do a series of 3 surgeries that I always say like replumbed her heart and made it function in a way that she could still survive. So her heart provides oxygenated blood to the rest of her body through a very different system than an average person.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what procedure did she need to have done?
So
and by the way, she's 16 now.
She is 16. She had a heart cath. And what that means is they go through the femoral artery in the leg. So she did not have to be opened up. And they thread either a camera up there or, depending on what needs to be done, they thread tools up there.
What?
Yeah. That's scary. That goes all the way through her femoral artery up to her heart. Sometimes they'll go through the neck.
At least it's closer.
Yeah. I think it hurts more, though.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she's put under and intubated. Yeah. And then they also did an internal echo. So an echocardiogram, like, traditionally looks almost like an ultrasound, like they just kind of wand it over your chest, but they wanted to do it through her, down her throat, because it gives them an opportunity to see both the front and back of her heart.
Huh.
So we went into this thinking that it was just going to sort of be diagnostic. She hasn't had a cath in a long time. They do want to keep like measuring her heart, measuring her pressures of her heart. Does she have leakage where they had to, like, she has a donor aorta, which had to be sewn together, you know, is there leakage there? But then when we got to the hospital, they were like, you know, she does have some narrowing in some of her arteries and we might need to balloon them open. And I was like,
is that from like cholesterol?
Like
how we all get narrowing?
No.
Okay.
I mean, because of the way her system works, narrowing is very normal.
Okay.
So she went into the heart cath. It was like, I thought it was just going to be diagnostic. And then they said, well, maybe it's not going to be. And so that kind of freaked me out. Like, I thought her heart was in good enough shape that you didn't have to do that stuff, you know? Turns out they did not. Thank God.
Oh, thank God.
And the cath went great. Her heart looks fantastic. Her heart looks good enough that they might be able to do a surgery that could make her anatomy much closer to a normal person's anatomy. That we're still, there's a whole team of people that have to look at everything to determine that.
When they do that, when would that be?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think it'd be a big rush, but it would be something that, if it's possible.
Next couple of years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's possible, would make her life better in that she, you know, if she decides she wants to have kids, it would make that much easier. If she, you know, she wouldn't have to have a heart transplant someday. She got out of the cath. doing great, and everything just went sideways. And for the next 10 hours, she ran into like every roadblock you could think of. She got a migraine from the, and thank God she got a private room on the peds floor. So it's not like she was like in recovery with all this happening, like on a gurney, but she got a migraine from the contrast dye that they had to put in her. She was vomiting. She ran into a couple other issues that I won't go into. It was just, it just brought me back to a place of just like reminding me that my kid isn't fine.
Yeah. I think it reminded all of us that.
Because when you see, done so well for so long.
Because when you see Abby, not only does she look perfectly fine and healthy, but she's like the most perfect person on earth.
She is.
So like you totally lose track of the fact that she has congenital heart disease.
Yeah.
Plus it's something that like, as sad as, and this is super sad, you don't see a lot of people her age, right? With congenital heart disease.
Oh, no,
or at least
you
didn't used to.
Oh, I mean, it used to be with her condition, they would say, take your babies home and let them die peacefully.
Ugh.
Because there is nothing. But I mean, like, there are people in their 30s now with her condition.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And there are lots and lots of different kinds of congenital heart disease. She has one of the more severe cases that there is surgery for and you can still live with.
Okay.
But and for those people that don't know what congenital heart disease is, it is heart disease that you were born with. So it isn't because of like, you okay, Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet thing, Brian, too. It isn't because of clogged arteries. It isn't.
Right.
It is when the heart was forming in utero, it did not form properly. And it is the number one birth defect. Every one in 100 babies is born with something wrong with their heart.
Oh, my God.
I know. Most aren't this severe, but it's the reality of it, you know?
And this is just a, it was a reminder that she's not fine.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing for when you love somebody, that's a hard thing to.
For her condition, she's doing better than anybody could have ever expected.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good. Well, we're very happy for her. We're happy that she's home now, right?
Oh, yeah. She's home watching Love Island.
Okay.
Living her best life.
Love Island.
I don't know how good that is for her heart.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And you can be part of it by calling 916-909-1065. 909-1065 is how it works. You tell us your maiden name, you tell us your married name. And Katie and I are going to tell you which one's better, which one's worse, upgraded or downgraded, and more importantly, why.
Yeah.
All right. 916-909-1065. Let's start with Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
All right. So what is your maiden name, Kathy?
My maiden name is Buntavong.
What?
Buntavong?
Buntaval?
Buntavong.
Buntabong.
Buntabong.
Yes.
I don't hate that.
I don't either.
It sounds like a delicious chocolate from Asia.
Yes, it does.
Oh, God.
Buntabong. Would you like a buntabong?
Would you like a piece of buntabong?
Oh, my God. I used to have these all the time when my dad served in the military overseas.
Okay. And what is your married name?
Hem.
Ham or hem?
H-E-M.
H-E-M.
Like hem your pants.
Okay.
Yes.
Kathy Hem. I don't like hem. Hem sounds like you're trying to think of a fake last name.
Yeah.
I love Buntabong.
I love Buntabong.
Buntabong is great.
Okay, that is a downgrade.
What's your husband's first name?
Patrick.
He could have been Pat Buntabong. All right. Thank you so much for calling. That's a downgrade. Buntabong. I love that. Let's talk to Courtney next. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
All right. Maiden name.
My maiden name is Jones.
Ooh, okay.
All right. Okay. And what's your married name?
Dilly. Like Dilly Dilly.
Like Dilly Dilly?
Like Dilly Dilly.
Okay.
I'll bet having the last name Dilly was rough during the Dilly Dilly years.
Yeah.
It was a little rough.
Yeah. I'll tell you, there's nothing more American than saying that as America, we went through the Dilly Dilly right. years.
Here's the thing. I am struggling to take a Dilly seriously.
No way!
Yeah.
I love Dilly!
What is Dilly's first name? I mean, what is your husband's first name?
Nathan.
I'll bet he went by Dilly, though, didn't he?
Okay, but listen to this. Tell me that you can take Nate Dilly seriously.
I can't.
Not for one second. Oh, he wears a tank top year-round.
It does.
He's Mr. Good Time Charlie. He always has a truly at the ready for you. Come on in. Come into the garage kind of guy.
It does sound like Nate Dilly runs a bait shop. What does Nate Dilly do for a living?
He's a firefighter.
Oh,
well, I told you. I freaking told you. That's exactly who I'm envisioning.
I can envision his mustache right now. Yeah. I still say it's an upgrade, though, from Jones.
I'll give you an upgrade from Jones.
Let's talk to Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. All right. What was your maiden name?
Domich.
Like, you're really mad, but you don't want to cuss.
Right.
Yep.
Gosh, Domich. Okay. And then what is your married name?
Summers.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't go wrong with a Summers.
You really can't go wrong with a Summers.
I mean, obvious upgrade.
Michelle Summers sounds like the main character in erotic fiction. Yeah.
I was going to say a romance novel, but you...
What's the difference? Look me dead in the eye and tell me what the difference is.
Erotic fiction, nobody rides a horse.
No, they ride something else.
Okay.
Domich! Gavin, you're going to get us fired. All right, wow. Michelle Summers, that's an upgrade. Big time upgrade.
Thank you.
Yo, no, thank you. Now, let's talk to Aaliyah. Good morning, Aaliyah.
Good morning.
All right, Aaliyah, what is your maiden name?
My maiden name is Lacey.
Aaliyah, okay. Lacey.
Aaliyah Lacey. That is
one. Well, this might be one of the best names I've ever heard.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great.
It Aaliyah. Sounds so good that it sounds like it's a comic book character's girlfriend.
It really does.
Like Pepper Potts or something. Aaliyah Lacey. It's sexy and like, but
not
strong,
provocative.
Not provocative.
Yeah.
All right. And what is your married name?
Jones.
Oh no. No. Sometimes I like Jones.
No.
Sometimes I like Indiana Jones is a great name.
It better be the only one.
But like it's basically like a zhuzhed up Smith.
Did you take Jones?
Hell no.
Oh, thank God.
So did he take Lacey?
Nope, we just kept our names separate.
Okay. And what is his first name?
Devin.
He could have been Devin Lacey?
I mean, Devin Lacey is a great name.
Wow.
Devin Lacey is a DJ.
That's
like a big one.
He wanted to be a DJ.
See?
He wanted to be a DJ. I don't think there's only one thing sadder than being a DJ. It's wanting to be a DJ.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Lots of listeners that come to a lot of our events, and we love every single one of you. Always say hi to us if you see us out in public. But one of our listeners, his name is Jordan. If you've come to our event, there's a good chance you've seen Jordan or met Jordan. Jordan is here in the studio. Hello, Jordan.
Hello. How are you all?
We are fantastic. You come to almost every single thing that we do, as long as you're in the country. You travel quite a
bit. That's true. You love to go abroad.
And what makes you so unique, Jordan, is the fact that every time you come, you bring gifts when you don't have to bring us anything.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I was told that you showed up here for a specific purpose.
Yes, to bring you an air fryer.
What?
What the hell is going on?
Okay. Gave us an air fryer?
Okay, so Kevin and I one day had a hankering for pizza bites. Or were they pizza? Maybe they pizza bagels?
Pizza bagels, okay, they're pizza still bagels. In the freezer here.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, okay. No one has eaten them.
And so Kevin and I went to make them. We could have cooked them in the microwave, but then that would make them, like, soggy.
Yeah.
So we quickly realized we did not have an apparatus to actually cook them the way we wanted. So what we did was we turned the toaster oven.
Oven. Oh, it's just a regular toaster. That's right.
Onto its side. And we slipped the little pizza bagels into the toaster, push toast, hoping that that would cook them.
They got hot.
It didn't cook them. It just made them start smoking and burning. And then the whole place smelled like smoke.
Yeah.
So many people, we posted a video of this. You can see it at Katie Wake Up Call or at Kevin Wake Up Call. Quite a few people said, you guys should just cook it in an air fryer. And to that we said,
we don't have
an air fryer. And even Jordan commented and said, you guys need an air fryer. And I said, I'm not going to tell you we need one, because if I do, you will bring us one.
Right.
And sure enough, here we are.
Yeah.
And wow. Jordan brought us an effing air fryer.
Yes.
I love it.
Where is, can I see it?
Yeah.
Hang, let me bring it up.
All right, Kevin.
Oh, God, it's heavy.
Jordan.
Look at it.
Jordan, that is like an industrial air fryer.
Yeah, it's a one-touch healthy
That
cookie.
Is, hold on. That, hold it back up. That's an,
it's heavy. I can't hold it up much longer.
That is an 8-quart air fryer. That is way more than we need. That is incredible. First of all, thank you.
Yes, yeah, no worries.
I always feel like we need it. But you didn't have to
we'll
do that.
We'll never starve again.
Yeah, I usually, no. But there's like smaller ones too. And I was like, they might need something bigger than that. So that's why I wanted to get the bigger one like that. But it says, without a drop of guilt, because it fries really nicely.
Jordan, you are.
No, hold on. There's more gifts.
There's more?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what? I'll go grab it. So wow. I got you this Shuckers thing, since I know you love the oysters.
An oyster!
From, I was inspired by you, Gavin, because the whole thing you did.
Oh my God. That's because an oyster shucker.
For Mother's Day, I wanted to celebrate Katie for Mother's Day, and I got a whole bunch of oysters, and Kevin and I cut our hands and made a mess trying to shuck oysters with just a knife.
Just another Lububu thing.
Boo-boo.
Yeah,
is that a real Labubu?
I got it verified.
It looks like it.
I had there's a code on the back, the top right. You scan it for verification. It's real.
No,
no way, Jordan.
We're talking to a listener named Jordan who always buys us gifts when we did not ask for any of it.
To be fair, I only do it because I want to.
All right.
I'm gonna cry.
Gavin doesn't know how to let people be nice to him.
No, I don't.
I love it.
Oh, thank you.
So, it makes me feel very comfortable.
I gotta tell you which one I want.
Okay.
I really want...
Kevin, just open the box.
I don't know how to blind box. I got love! That's the red one!
Is that red? It looks pink.
Oh, wow.
Is there anything for me?
Well, I know you say they didn't want anything, so I'm saving it for...
You always say you don't want anything.
You know
what?
That's
just
fine.
So you know.
Good for you, Jordan.
Yeah. Jordan.
You don't have to get me anything. It's fine.
Oh, no. I did get you something. I'm bringing it later.
You're bringing it later?
Yeah.
All right.
Since
I love that Jordan does this to you.
Jordan, if it has to, like, come in on a backhoe or, like, we're waiting for the pallets to get delivered. oh boy, Jordan, you're incredible,
you really are.
You're a sweet pea, and thank you so
much for
listening.
Oh, thank you.
Are you coming to Wake Up Call Live?
No, my mom is because I'll be camping.
Okay, that's
wow.
Right.
We get
that's
to meet
right.
your mom.
You guys met her before.
Met
yeah,
her
I was
before.
Gonna say we've met yeah. his mom and his niece.
Yeah,
oh, I feel
yeah.
bad now.
Wow, what a monster!
You shined over them too much. Sorry.
yeah. Well, you certainly do shine, and thank you very much for coming in here, Jordan. You're the best.
Thank you, guys.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right, she's back. Some say better than ever. We'll find out on... Are You Smarter Than Katie? And facing off against you today in the octagon of knowledge is Stacy. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Jackpot is $400. Don't let that pressure get to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Katie's leaving the studio. I have five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Let's see how you do. Question one. We are closer to being involved in a war this morning as Israel attacked Iran yesterday. The U.S. Is assisting Israel, but President Trump is also thinking about deploying troops as lawmakers on both sides are seeking to limit his power to get involved in this war. What is the capital of Iran?
Ooh.
It's a tough one.
Tehran.
All righty. Question two. Celebrity chef Anne Burrell has passed away. The shocking death of the 55-year-old Food Network star with the signature spiky blonde hair was a shock, and it seemed that she died from cardiac arrest. That's a bit of breaking news, according to Kevin. Which show was Anne Burrell not on? The Worst Cooks in America? The Great Stake Off? Or Chef Wanted?
Chef Wanted.
Okay. Question three. R. Kelly had to be rushed to the hospital yesterday for an overdose. His team is claiming that it came at the hands of prison staff that gave him a near lethal dose of his medication in what they are calling an assassination attempt. Is R. Kelly serving 20, 30, or 40 years in prison?
Answer?
Is R. Kelly serving 20, 30, or 40 years in prison? Three, two.
30.
Question four. There's a trial for the doctor that provided Matthew Perry the ketamine that ended his life. The doctor on trial just pleaded guilty and will be sentenced next week. How about that? Spell ketamine.
K-E-T-A-M-I-N-E.
And meteorologists are warning most of the country for one of the biggest heat waves we've seen in years. Most of the country will be under punishing heat and humidity, and they are advising most people, especially children and the elderly, to stay inside. If there is a 32-degree difference between Celsius and Fahrenheit, what temperature in Fahrenheit is 61 degrees Celsius?
141.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Stacy, what do we do for a living?
I am I work for Sutter.
You work for Sutter. Took you a while to answer that.
What's happening?
I asked her what she did for a living, and she didn't just call it out and say it. Oh. Yeah. Is this a brand new job, or is this a secret job?
No, just... I work for Sutter.
Okay, just I work. Okay,
interesting.
I love how cryptic we are about this. All right, Stacy's now on hold. Katie, you're defending $400. Here we go. Question one. I'm not sure if you turned on the news today, but we're closer to being involved in war. Israel attacked Iran yesterday, and the U.S. is assisting Israel, but President Trump is also contemplating deploying troops. But lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are actually seeking to limit his power to get involved in this war.
Okay.
What is the capital of Iran?
What?
What is the capital of Iran?
Trick question. It is Iran.
It is Tehran.
Never heard of her.
Same.
Question two. Celebrity chef Anne Burrell passed away. She was 55. The Food Network star. She had spiky blonde hair. Did you ever... You don't really watch Food Network?
No, I don't. Oh, okay. I don't Food Network.
She was great. I loved her. But apparently she died from cardiac arrest. Oh, that's terrible.
That is.
She leaves behind a husband and a son.
Ugh.
Which show was Anne Burrell not on?
Okay.
Worst Cooks in America, The Great Steak-Off, and Chef Wanted. Or Chef Wanted.
What was the first one?
Worst Cooks in America.
Oh, what was the second one?
The Great Steak-Off.
Let's say The Great Steak-Off.
That is correct.
Yeah, those other ones sound familiar.
Isn't that with Bobby Flay?
I think I made that one up, but maybe I'm wrong. Yeah.
Oh, The Great Cook-Off is okay. Bobby Flay.
Question three. R. Kelly had to be rushed to the hospital yesterday for an overdose.
Oh, no!
His team is saying that it was at the hands of the prison staff that tried to assassinate him by giving him a near-lethal dose of his medication.
Okay.
Is R. Kelly serving 20, 30, or 40 years in prison?
30 years.
That is correct. 30 years in prison. Question four. There's a trial for the doctor that provided Matthew Perry the ketamine that ended his life, and that doctor just pleaded guilty.
Well.
So he's going to get sentenced next week. How about that? Spell ketamine.
Okay. K-E-T-A... M-I-N-E, ketamine.
That's correct. Ketamine. Ketamine.
Ketamine yours? No, ketamine.
Question five. Meteorologists are saying stay indoors for a bit as we are going to experience the biggest heat wave that we've seen in years. Most of the country is going to be under punishing heat and humidity, especially if you're a kid or an older person. They say it's just not going to be safe. Actually, we're going to be hot in Sacramento,
yeah.
But it's the humidity that's in like the other 2/3 of the country that is really dangerous.
Okay.
So we actually, if you look at a map, it's like, oh, okay.
Can I tell you something weird? I had a dream about humidity last night.
You had a dream about humidity?
Yeah. And if that is the most menopausal thing I've ever said, surely I was having a heat flash.
What was the dream?
The dream was that I went someplace that had like really, really high humidity. And then I came back and then me and my boyfriend were having a conversation about the humidity.
Huh.
God, even my dreams suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
if there is a 32-degree difference between Celsius and Fahrenheit, what temperature in Fahrenheit is...
What, say the numbers?
If there is a 32-degree difference
yeah.
between Celsius and Fahrenheit,
yeah.
What temperature in Fahrenheit is 61 degrees Celsius?
Gavin, you're a bitch. 93.
Wow.
Really?
You just called him a bitch, too.
I either had to subtract or add, and so I added.
That was it.
Woo-wee.
Stacy, are you there?
Yes.
All right. You, final score, you're a mystery employee for Sutter, but you got 3 and Katie got 4.
Woo!
Wow, we're adding $20 to the jackpot tomorrow, making it $420. Uh-oh, Kevin. What is it, Stacy? We are getting high. Stacy, what do you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Not today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Now we have to do part one of Fun Delivered on The Wake Up Call. This is exciting. I feel like we haven't played in a while, but we have. Just last week was such a big deal because we had the girls from Fun Delivered, which is the company that buys up undelivered, unopened packages that get lost in the mail. They buy them and then they ship them all over the place for fun and pleasure. And here we are in the studio playing them. We have a giant box. And Kevin, you want to go in there?
No.
I
want to go first.
Okay, Katie's going to go first. Now, while Katie goes into the big box to pick out what she's going to open this week for Fun Delivered, I do want to tell you that Fun Delivered for Wake Up Call Live, the girls at Fun Delivered made these really cool thermoses, and they're shipping us a whole bunch of them, and they will be prizes during Wake Up Call Live, which is on June 28th. Tickets still available, but not many tickets. Text live to 916-909-1065. Now, you describe what you picked out there, Katie.
Okay, I picked out a blue bag
mm-hmm.
that feels like it has a lot in it. And
like it's different pieces?
Huh?
Different pieces?
I think so. And it's from a company called Cup She.
Cup She.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
All right.
And then it says on the package, and it's like a sky blue.
I love the color.
Mm-hmm, and it says, nice to meet you, IRL.
In real life?
Yeah.
Oh, that's intriguing.
Yeah.
Don't Google it. Are you Googling
it? No, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm not.
But I said, don't Google it. Katie jumped back from her computer like, oh.
No, I was just opening my email.
Let's go.
Wow.
This guy over here, he had three packages in his hand.
It takes time to feel.
Well, what'd you come up with?
A manila folder. It looks like a twofer.
It looks like
a book, though, too. But it's a twofer.
Two books? Shake it. It sounds like it's making...
Oh, okay, that's not a book.
Makeup.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Would you want makeup?
I don't know. Something fun.
We're playing part one of Fun Delivered on the wake-up call.
Here goes Gavin.
A lot of soft packages.
There's a lot of soft packages. And then the hard packages look like they're parts of something.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Like the boxes are like, oh, that's a replacement part for, I don't know, my BMX bike or whatever. Okay, what'd you get?
Well, this one also has interesting packaging. It's pink with a heart on it.
Ooh.
It says the word you, but I don't know what it says above that. Like, is that UK heart you? Like the UK loves you?
I don't know.
I can't read it. It is English, but I can't read it. Although it's got Chinese writing on it. It was supposed. Oh, I can see the address on this one. It was supposed to go to San Diego.
Oh.
67th Avenue, San Diego. And mine sounds
that's
like
that. That sounds like, yeah.
That's or hair products or something.
All right. So here's how Fun Delivered works. It says something else here. Wish you happy every day. That sounds
that
like
does
broken
not sound
English.
Like an English speaking person.
All right.
I wish you happy every day.
And happy to you. All right, we have our packages. That was part one of Fun Delivered. We're going to play a song. We're going to take a break. And we're going to come back. And when we come back, we're going to open these babies live on the air. What's inside? We don't know, but it's guaranteed to make happy every day.
Back by popular demand. 106.5 DN wants you to experience the wake-up call live and uncensored.
June 28th at the iconic Crest Theater on legendary K Street.
Are you smarter than Katie, married name upgrade, downgrade, did you know, and so much more live on stage.
Plus, we'll have some VIP guests you haven't heard in a while.
Listen to the wake-up call every morning to win your way in.
Or you can buy your tickets starting at just $25.
Get all the details at endonline.com.
Brought to you by Gingery Hammer & Associates, local attorneys you can trust.
106.5 The End.
The wake-up call.
Yes, it is time for Fun Delivered Part 2 on The Wake Up Call. And this is where we open these packages that got lost in the mail. Some of them over a year ago we discovered when we tracked down the owner of one of them and sent it back to her. She's like, thanks, we ordered this over a year ago. It was for my puppy that is now a full-grown dog.
Yeah.
Katie, you went first into the box. Do you want to open first?
No, I want to open last.
Kevin, you're up.
Okay, I got a manila envelope type of vibe. There's a twofer in here.
Right,
okay.
And now you were worried there was a book, but you shake it and it doesn't sound like a book.
It's not a book. It's a massager pen.
Ooh!
Ew! Is it...
Here, what's a massager pen?
Okay.
It's a pen that massages. It feels very cheap, by the way.
I have to tell you, I do not know what a massage pen is.
It doesn't work. Do I need batteries?
What is this, a sex thing?
I that's what I'm thinking.
I don't think it's a sex thing. It says health and beauty.
What does it look like?
Is it
a pen, but literally the tip is the massager.
So you and I have, well, all three of us have gone to Allure in Granite Bay.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're going to say.
And they do this thing where they give you Botox where they vibrate your skin to make it hurt less.
Yeah, it distracts your brain from what's going on. It does kind of look like that.
Do you think it's that? Now, what's funny is...
You could change the tips.
It absolutely looks like it's a prop from a cheap sci-fi movie.
You know what it looks like? It looks like I'm going to Men in Black you.
Yes!
Yeah.
You're going to blip my memory.
Yeah. I was like, you know what, Edgar, look here. And then, sugar water. Okay.
All right. Well, there you go.
That was
okay. Now, Gavin.
Pen. All right. Interesting. We're playing Fun Delivered. By the way, if you want to see any of this, you can always text the word Fun, F U N, to 916-909-1065. All righty. And oh, it's a pretty box.
Ooh,
that is definitely makeup.
That's going to be skin cream.
It says Unibling. It looks like a child designed this logo.
Okay.
Unibling with like rainbows.
It's like teeth jewelry.
Okay, teeth jewelry.
Unibling for each, for all.
Wow, someone Google translated this.
This was absolutely translated. Yeah. Oh, I think these are colored contact lenses.
I've always wanted to try that.
Yes, that's exactly
what these are. I want gray or blue.
Here.
Are these safe?
They're not safe.
Here you go, catch.
Is this blue? Oh my God, should I try this? It looks legit. What if it burns my eyes?
This one says adoring green. Oh my God, Katie, you're putting it in right now?
Katie, you're crazy. Okay, fine. If Katie's doing it, I'm doing it.
Guys!
Putting in contacts is, like, actually very hard.
You're doing it too, Kevin!
I can't make it come off my finger. I don't know how this works.
I'm glad you guys are struggling with this and probably won't be able to do it because who... Oh, Kevin did it.
Did you?
Kevin,
how did you do that?
Kevin, you look like Marilyn Manson.
Oh my God!
I hate it. I hate it.
Katie, I look beautiful. My dreams of blue eyes have came true, hey?
Kevin, you are happy for
I put the other? It's kind of burning my eye.
Yeah, it's probably not safe. This is probably
mine's
not.
Mine's just on my cheek.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Kevin, I'm begging you to put the other one in at this point.
I'm mesmerized. Okay, fine.
You look like one of those dogs that just has like one blue eye and...
Wow, Kevin.
I'm not crying. It's the contact.
Honestly, you look a little bit like a dead body. I'm not going to lie.
All right. Well, okay. While Kevin tries to figure that out, Katie, it's your turn.
Okay. Oh, God, my eye does kind of burn.
If you want to see any of this, text in FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
Okay, so mine is Cupshe, and it is several different pieces.
Okay.
Okay, oh, this is going to be so fun. Okay, so, ooh, she's beautiful.
Is it a teeny tiny tank? Oh, it's a little dress. It's a dress.
But it's very cute. Carrie in the opening of Sex and the City.
Yes, princess dress.
That's one of them.
Oh, look how long that dress is.
Okay. Wait, you got two dresses?
I got three. Or three things. I don't know if they're three dresses.
Oh, it's a bathing suit.
And it's a good one, too.
I like that. That looks like it would kind of fit you.
Wonder what size it is.
Is it big enough in the chest area?
Nothing is.
All right.
Okay. And then last but not least... We've got, another very little flowy number.
How did that all fit in that package?
Oh, I don't know.
This is adorable.
Katie.
You know what it is? It's very, we're going on a Greece vacation.
Yes.
And it's kind of an off-the-shoulder, blue and white, summery dress.
Yes. Now, it's very, like, White Lotus-y kind of. Now, it looks cheaper than the people on White Lotus. So, like, if you're staying at the resort for the Beige Daisy or something like
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
All right. So, Katie, of all the clothing things that you've gotten in Fun Delivered, that's the nicest one, I think.
Without question.
Kevin, how are the eyes coming?
The left one's not going in.
All right.
Yeah, I couldn't get one in at all.
God.
They stick to your finger. If anybody has any tips on how to put it
on. No, I know how to put them on.
Okay,
these
then if
cheap.
You have any tips, don't tell us. That's right. What I meant to say.
Text FUN, F-U-N to 916-909-1065. Next time you see Kevin, he might have blue eyes because he may not be able to,
I got it.
To get this out. Oh, he did get it.
Nope, it's
nope.
Out.
Nope, it's out.
On my tier.
All right.
Oh, I'm pissed.
Again, that's FUN, F-U-N to 916-909-1065. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.